Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, October 25th, 2021. As of yesterday, 68.8% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 66.2% have been fully vaccinated, and the seven-day incidence in the capital was 115.2. The fact that it's difficult to get an appointment at the citizens' offices in Berlin is not new. Those who need services from the administration often find them unavailable, and this has not only been the case since the corona pandemic. Naturalization, however, seems to be a particularly nerve-wracking administrative act. This is because, in many districts, it requires two appointments at the office, both with personal attendants. The initial consultation, during which personalized applications are given, and the second, to hand in the completed forms. In addition, unlike most other services, it is mandatory to go through the procedure in one's home district. Some naturalization offices have free appointments at the end of 2022 at the earliest. And for those affected, even if they meet all the requirements for naturalization, the situation can trigger existential fears, especially when coming from war-torn countries. On the web pages of the Berlin administration, you can currently only select 3 of the 12 districts for booking an appointment, but even these usually show nothing more than a fully booked calendar. The issue is currently being discussed in the ongoing coalition talks. The outgoing mayor of Pankow, Soren Ben of the left, said on InfoRadio that the administration has too few staff and that the processes need to be speeded up. Additionally, he said it's often not clear whether the responsibility lay with the Senate or with the districts. If necessary, this will have to be clarified by amending the state constitution. Designated Mayor Giffey told RBB that it was up to the state government to enable the districts to fulfill their tasks, and continued that in addition to better staffing, there should also be structural changes, and in order to do that, the Constitution would have to be addressed. Giffey expressed confidence that the necessary two-thirds majority in Parliament would be achieved, stating, quote, "During the election campaign, everyone emphasized how important a functioning administration is." Global strategies for pandemic control and prevention are the focus of the International World Health Summit, which opened yesterday in Berlin. Other topics include global health, vaccine equity, climate change, and the role of Germany, Europe, and the World Health Organization. Before the start of the three-day conference, German Research Minister Anja Karliczek called for global cooperation in the field of health, stating, quote, "Only then will we finally overcome the corona pandemic all over the world and, more importantly, be better prepared for emerging health emergencies," unquote. She added that climate change and population growth are steadily increasing the risk of new pandemics and advocates for broad-based funding for science and research. A total of some 6,000 participants and 300 speakers from around the world are expected to attend the summit, some on-site in Berlin and some online. Speakers include German Health Minister Jens Spahn, Berlin-based virologist Christian Drosten, BioNTech founder Özlem Türeci, and RKI president Lothar Wieler. Participation in the conference is reportedly free and possible without prior registration via Zoom links. You can find a timetable and links to the Zoom sessions by following the link in our show notes. In view of additional tasks in connection with the corona pandemic, Police Chief Barbara Slovic has warned of an overload of her employees and is demanding additional personnel. Slovic told the Berliner Morgenpost that the daily routine of the capital's police has changed greatly because of the pandemic, and this applies especially to the monitoring of hygiene rules at demos. She is therefore in favor of increasing the number of officers in law enforcement from the current 18,000 to 20,000. When Slovic took office in April of 2018, there were about 16,000 officers. Per the Interior Administration, the number of overtime hours worked by the police was already 2.5 million in April of this year. A year earlier, there had been just under 2 million hours of overtime, and the accumulated overtime thus increased about 25% within 1 year. According to Police Chief Slovic, the corona pandemic is also keeping the State Criminal Investigation Office busy, processing corona subsidy fraud cases, attending to the proceedings due to falsified certificates or falsified settlements of corona tests. Cannabis can serve as an alternative medical product for people suffering from severe chronic diseases. Since a 2017 legal decree, doctors in Germany have been able to prescribe medicinal cannabis or extracts to their patients, for example, in cases of cancer, rheumatism, but also multiple sclerosis or mental illnesses such as depression. But according to Berlin-based association CAPA, or Cannabis Patient Association, which was founded back in June of 2020, physicians rarely prescribe cannabis because they don't want to be seen as a, quote, junkie doctor. And some pharmacies also refuse to sell for the same reason. CAPA is quite unique in Germany. It has around 30 members, all of whom are interested in cannabis, but not to get, quote, high themselves, but avowedly to help others. CAPA sees itself as an advocacy group for those who can benefit from therapy with cannabis and was represented at the Hanfmesse, or the hemp convention, that took place over the weekend. Chairwoman Myrte Rostes, a nurse from Weissensee, is convinced of its effectiveness, and she's pleased that her still young organization, founded in the middle of the corona crisis, could present itself at the convention. Rostes said that the interest of the visitors at the convention was very large and that she has had many conversations. The Cannabis Patients Association provides a list of pharmacies and doctors and says it's well-networked with lawyers and experts nationwide. For private individuals, membership costs 5 euros a month. Cannabis use is still a gray area in Germany, where it is the most commonly consumed illegal drug. However, the SPD, FDP, and the Greens, who are likely to form the next federal government coalition, are supportive of legalization. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.